You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the chief executives of Twitter, Facebook, and Google will appear on screens before a Senate committee hearing this morning. They're expected to urge caution in any attempts to alter what are called Section 230 protections, which currently shield internet companies from liability for content displayed on their platforms. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here live.
This is a hearing of the Senate Commerce Committee. Republicans, especially the president, have been critical, alleging without any clear evidence that social media companies have been suppressing conservative speech. Now, Republican senators are expected to focus on that and whether Section 230 gives internet companies too much leeway to moderate speech as they see fit. Senate Democrats, as we talked about yesterday, David, released a report about how big tech is affecting local news and whether they should be paying for news content. We'll likely hear about that. So there's going to be a lot discussed today.
And these tech bosses, how do they see this?
They're going to emphasize how critical they think Section 230 law is to the foundation of the internet as we know it. It protects companies from being held liable for what people say on their platforms. In prepared remarks, we know Google's Sundar Pichai will urge caution in any attempts to revise Section 230. Twitter's Jack Dorsey will say that changing the law could, quote, collapse how we communicate on the internet. And Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg will echo that point, but also say his company supports some bipartisan reform proposals, for example, around more transparency.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.